Nebraska Extension Almanac.
A relatively small percentage of cattle operations in Nebraska calve in the fall of the year. Extension specialist Rick Rasby says there are a few advantages of this practice and details some of the management tips you'll need to consider on today's program.
The idea when we talk about fall calving, it's more like late summer calving, August calving, but there'll be folks that start in August with what we would call fall calving herds, and then they'd still, you know, some would start maybe late September, early October, but we don't have very many that start that late in the season. I'd agree that the challenge, really the good thing is that they're always in good body condition when you calve. I mean, depending on how you manage them during the summertime, those cows will calve anywhere from 5.5 to 6.5. So the challenge isn't having good body condition at the time of calving. And the challenge is how do you keep them in good body condition, or at least get them into a body condition that they need to be in prior to breeding? Because if you take a look at it, even in August calving cows, forages, especially graze forages, are going down in quality and sometimes even in quantity. And you think about the nutrient needs for lactation, they're high at that time. So there's just a little bit of a mismatch in regards to nutrient needs and quality versus what's available out there. And so that seems to be a challenge. You know, fall calving cows, typically the weather's going to be really good. In fact, when you get into August calving cows, and it's sometimes a challenge to keep them cool because it can be hot in August. It can be hot during the day and hot at night. And then when you think about when breeding season is going to start for these cows, the idea of breeding season is going to start a lot of times in November, maybe even early December. And we can have pretty good weather at that time, or we can have some pretty crappy weather at that time. And so it's how do you manage the feed resources, especially when you don't have a lot of good feed resources from a graze standpoint during that time period. And so we have corn stalks, and if you do corn stalks, you're going to have to be supplemented quite a bit. One feed stuff that works pretty good for fall calving cows, if you have some corn stalks that have been, you know, interseeded with some summer annual or some secondary forage crops, they work pretty good for fall calving cows because they're high in both protein and energy. And so there's the balance that you have. They're in good condition at calving time, but the challenge is how do you keep them in good condition economically up until breeding and maybe post-breeding as well.
Rick says that in order for fall calving to be successful, operators need to consider body condition and feed options that will need supplementation.
A lot of times cows are open not because they're infertile, because we probably didn't get them managed quite right from a nutritional standpoint. And typically those cows that are open are either young cows or old cows. And the idea is that, you know, you can basically add another enterprise, if you will, if you breed them up and sell them as breeds. And, you know, I think you do a little bit of culling there, make sure you don't do the old cows or breed up the old cows. They probably got a place for them to go. But like you said, some of those young cows, it's not because they're infertile. They got bred the first time, and so that indicate that there is fertility there. And so being able to double use bulls as well, I think you think about, you get done with the breeding season for the spring calving cows, and you know the opportunity to roll them into a breeding program for fall calving cows just makes sense if you have it. And I'd agree, you know, supplementation, we've got distiller's grains. Distiller's grains makes some feeds look, a lot of feeds look pretty good. It's just a matter of being able to get a hold of them. And then the other part of it is can you feed it? And a lot of times we can be pretty creative in regards to being able to handle that kind of feed, either wet or modified, even some dry, and then the opportunity to feed it. So there's still opportunities. I'd agree, corn stalks are a tremendous feed resource for us, and even in fall calving cows. But the idea is that if you're going to think that you don't have to supplement, you're dead wrong there. You got to supplement those lactating cows when you're going to use crop residues.
Today's program was a portion of an interview taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.